I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
The state ended the statewide mask mandate across Utah on Saturday, and it just seemed within very short order. We had issues at stores. We also had an issue where a UTA rider was taken into custody because of, you know, things went down because he wouldn't put a mask on. And then we had this store in Salt Lake City where a man walked in and made threats. He wasn't wearing a mask, was asked to mask up, didn't, accused of making threats. The store employee explained what happened from there.
Then one thing led to another, and eventually I just had to ask him to leave the store. And as he was leaving the store, he was still yelling profanities at us, and he said that he was going to come back with a gun and shoot us all.
Now, we're going to have the owner of Stockist, which is the store that had this issue happen over the weekend, and they had to close down the whole store, just make sure everybody was staying safe. I think there was also a problem in getting police to respond. We're going to ask her about that. Well, the man's now been arrested. Identified as William Charles Lewis, and Dave has been doing a background check.
Yeah, you're not the only one that gets background checks, Deb. I can do a little research as well. This person has been arrested for intoxication, charged with public intoxication, charged with public urination, and also theft of services a dozen times.
Okay.
So has a history with the cops. But as soon as you hear somebody, especially now, say, I'm going to get my gun and come back and shoot you all, you have to take that seriously.
You've got to shut down the store.
Absolutely.
You've got to. Now, the governor released a statement, and I understand that lieutenant governor popped in yesterday and bought a pair of earrings from the store. So we're going to ask the owner about that. She's on the line right now. Good morning, Helen.
Hi, good morning.
Helen Wade is the owner of Stockist. And, you know, the governor released a statement, as you know, condemning threats of violence. And, in fact, Helen, I want to play a 20-second clip from our show yesterday. He called the show related to the mask mandate and the vaccines, and we talked about this issue, specifically what had happened at your store. And here's what the governor told us.
We had a couple instances over the weekend where people threatened workers. That's unacceptable. And by the way, it's still illegal to threaten people with their life. And we will hold those people accountable and prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. And so, look, be respectful. Let's be kind with each other. We know this has been a hard go for everyone.
Do those words satisfy your worries, Helen?
No. I mean, what does he expect? Like, we've seen it all year long throughout this entire pandemic. Some people have taken it, you know, really seriously and followed all the rules. And then other people have just don't want to be inconvenienced and have been really rude and disrespectful and shown that they don't have any care for others. So I don't know what he was expecting.
What would you like to see?
I mean, I would have liked to see the mask mandate extended till at least June 1st. If you did, you know, like simple calculations, they opened all the vaccinations up April 1st. Now, you know, it takes over a month. If you're getting two doses, it takes over a month to be fully vaccinated. So it just doesn't make sense that they said that they pulled April 10th out of the bag. I wish he would have vetoed that bill. I know it was the legislature that was pushing it through, but he still could have vetoed it and, you know, really made a stand, but he didn't.
Well, ironically, the legislation in part was due to kind of help the economy get back to normal and help store owners such as yourself. But what you're saying is actually the opposite's happened, that you feel like this is more harmful, causes more harm than good.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it really didn't help. Goes to show that we had to shut down on a Sunday. For our neighborhood, that's a really busy day. And it really just adds extra layers of like stress to myself and to all the employees working. we were really thankful that Mendenhall did extend the mask mandate for Salt Lake City. However, like, it's still, people still are just, I mean, all in all, everybody was really great yesterday when they came into the store. Overall, we've had really, you know, great clients come in and really respect the masking. But we are going to start seeing more and more people that will feel emboldened and just come in and do what they want.
The Lieutenant Governor, Deidre Henderson, visited your store yesterday. And did you have a chance to chat with her at all?
I mean, not about anything serious. She just came in and said, really, you know, sorry this happened. We support you. But it wasn't like a, you know, if we were really going to, like, sit down and talk, it'd probably be like I should be going to her offices and be sitting, like, at, you know, a round table and talking about it, not just, like, doing a pop-in at my store and taking a photo.
Now, there is a mask mandate in place from Salt Lake City. Is this really a mask mandate issue, or is this an individual issue?
I think it's both. I think it's definitely a mask mandate issue. You know, people are, I get it. Like, we all are really tired. This has been such, like, such a wild ride this past year. Nobody expects to go live through a pandemic. And so, yeah, we are exhausted. I'm extremely exhausted. I don't enjoy wearing my mask all day long at work, but also I want to have the safest place, you know, and healthiest place for our clients and my employees. So I'm going to continue wearing the mask until I feel comfortable, or at least, like, you know, I can wear the mask all, I'll keep, probably keep wearing it all year long, but I just think, but the lifting the mask mandate just left it on, like, on our shoulders to kind of be the enforcers. And that's just one, you know, more thing we don't really want to have to do.
Well, maybe there's confusion too, because the state has done one thing, Helen, by rolling back the mask mandate statewide, but then you've got the city who has kept the mask mandate in place. And so somebody might be hearing one news story, one news report about the state mask mandate and not catching what the city has done. And then in the meantime, as a store owner, you're caught in the middle of all this. I want to remind our listeners, Helen Wade is the owner of Stockus. They had a shutdown over the weekend after a man allegedly walked in, refused to put on a mask. They asked him to leave, and then he threatened them. He threatened them, and they had to shut down the store for the safety of the neighborhood and also for the employees and the clients there who come into the store there at 9th and 9th. My understanding from some of our reporting we've done here at KSL and KSL TV that it took police a while to respond.
Yeah, so we called the cops 4 times on Sunday. And we didn't have an officer show up to the store until Monday. And they did take they took a statement over the phone and, like, gave us a case number later in the evening of Sunday. But I didn't see an actual officer until probably about noon yesterday.
Did you know this individual?
What was that?
Did you know the individual before? Had you ever seen him? Had he ever frequented?
No, like, he wasn't, you know, he wasn't a regular client. As a, you know, when I saw the pictures of him, like, he's not a regular. I don't really recognize him from the neighborhood. Other businesses have said they've seen him in the neighborhood, but I don't recognize him. But
Helen Wade, owner of Stockus, thank you. I'm shocked about the delay from the Salt Lake City Police Department in their response to a situation that your employees felt threatened and certainly had to close down the store over it. We appreciate you sharing all aspects of this experience with us. We're going to get with the Salt Lake City Police Department on tomorrow's show. We're going to ask them when the world took a full day for them to finally take a report from that owner over the phone, Dave. That's a long time to wait.
Definitely, especially when you fear for your life. If you take those words at face value, those are terrifying words. I'm going to go get my gun and come back and shoot you all. You'd think that would probably hit the top of the priority list.
Straight ahead, we have had such a major development with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and the pause that the FDA and the CDC recommended first thing this morning. We're going to figure out with the Utah County Health Department what that means for vaccine appointments. Do they have cancellations happening, and can you get Pfizer or Moderna? And then at, oh, in 20 minutes from now, a nurse who was part of the Johnson & Johnson trial is going to call in because she said, look, there was a detail that came out during the trial that foreshadowed the blood clot situation they're now seeing.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.